Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are hosts Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this afternoon. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can go ahead and do the rest of it, Marie, since I'm not with you, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Oh, okay. I don't have the... I'll just go from memory because I don't have the scripts with me.
Okay, good. Never mind, then I'll do... This episode is brought to you by Marie Langley. She's an intuitive realtor. Beth Jacobson, intuitive clairvoyant reader, spiritual teacher, and energy therapist. And today is... you can download our podcast at any time if you're not able to sit down and listen to it. And you can go in and download it through the RSS or iTunes feed button. You can also listen to us 3 days a week, Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30, Fridays from 12 to 1, and Sundays from 10 to 11. And we have a variety of speakers, as Marie said. And this Sunday, we have a special guest, correct, isn't it, today that, or the Sunday
yes,
that we have?
This Sunday, yep.
Mm-hmm. An individual who's going to be doing Sacred Tone. So I would highly recommend that you stay tuned for the Sunday's episode. So welcome to Hump Day, people. Welcome to Hump Day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. And also, if you would go in and like our Facebook page on Divine Goddess Radio, we would really like it. We do try to post a lot of informational things, especially related to, you know, anything that might be happening astrologically or energy-wise. I try to get information posted on there so you can kind of follow along with what's happening.
And also if you have questions or comments or you want us to do a show on a specific topic, you can email Marie and myself at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com.
Yeah, and what we wanted to talk about today was children again, because Beth and I went to a expo in Mankato this weekend, and we were able to actually interact with some very gifted children. And I also was observing at the expo people who were bringing their children in, and so we thought, you know, we've done a show on it before, so if you go back in the archives you can listen to that show, but we wanted to kind of reiterate and put out some pointers for parents or guardians or anyone who might be in contact or around children who have the special abilities, and, you know, how to, you know, talk to them, help them out, keep the conversation going, don't scare them, let them, you know, express what they want to express. I know there was a girl at the expo who came with her mom and her aunt, and she was, I think she was a little bit overwhelmed at what she was feeling, but I could also pick up from her that she did see things and was a little scared by it and didn't really know what to do. And so I was talking to her, and her mom was talking to me, and we were pointing out, I was going through all the crystals, and, you know, her mom kept saying, well, what do you want? What do you want? Which one do you want? And I said, you know what? Let me just talk to her. So I said, you know, you have to just look at something, you know, what is it that you're experiencing, and, you know, what are you drawn to? And her aunt was really impatient, so then she shut down again. So I had to keep trying to talk to her and kind of just look at her in her eyes and say, you know, it's okay for you to see these things, but let's figure out a way for you to learn how to live with it. You know, I talked to her about bubbling, talked to her about the black tourmaline, which she ended up buying a bracelet, and talking to her about those effects. So, you know, be mindful of what you say to your children, because this is real for them.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. And, you know, I work with 140 some kids in a month's time, so it's like I see them all the time, and the kids, you can tell, there are some kids who are getting through these energetic bursts. You know, you have when the full moon, the new moon, the equinox, and then the solar flares, mm-hmm. You know, and gosh, bless America, some months you have all of those that are in that month's time, and the kids are a little overwhelmed because you guys, what we have to remember is the kids, most of the kids, not all of the kids, but most of the kids do not have the karma, the life lessons like we do, the blocks and the barriers that they have to get rid of. So they are so much lighter than we are, so much more hypersensitive, and I will say hypersensitive. You will notice that there might be, your child might be crying for what you think appears to be for no reason, but what you're not recognizing that there are some feelings that are coming up that they don't even know what it's about, and also things that they're tuned into that's out in the universe, because their feelers go out so far. And, you know, unless you can work with them and try to imagine that our feelers look like long, kind of like see-through, what would I say, circular little tubes, are kind of like almost like antenna, little octopus arms, but I mean they're thinner than that. And then at the end are little balls. And so they're feelers, and there's many of them that are just floating around and flying around way out into the universe. And I know that's really hard for parents who can't visualize that and don't understand, but these kids are picking up on everything, everything. So the best thing that we can do for them right now, and I oils is a very big thing. Giving your children crystals or stones, having like a special stone, and it's going to be whatever is going to be drawn around them. You cannot go wrong with a rose quartz around their neck. If you have kids that are old enough to where they can, you can come across a necklace that is rose quartz. Have them wear that. Have a rose quartz in their left pocket, and maybe like either a gemstone or an onyx or a tourmaline, a darker stone in the right pocket for those who are wearing, you know, pants with pockets, that will help ground them. And then at the end of the night, if you can give your child a sea salt bath or even an Epsom salt bath to help detoxify all the energies that are in their auric fields and all their other energetic bodies and spaces, you will notice that your child will be a lot more calmer. And also playing, there's Mozart, certain pieces of Mozart. And they sell CDs that are called Baby Mozart that will help calm your kids. I just saw that today. And the kids were really riled up first till one of the daycare providers started playing it, and then the kids became much more calmer, a lot more quiet, and you can tell. So those are, that's just some food for thought for people on what you can do to help your child.
And you know, if you have a child that, you know, maybe you feel has an overactive imagination, or they're scared at night and they claim that, you know, there's something in the closet or there's something under the bed, don't be quick to discount it, because in many cases these children are actually seeing things. They can actually see, you know, through the veil, and so they're picking things up. So, you know, try not to just, there's something wrong with you, and you know, you're just scared. Just go to sleep. Nothing's there. Talk to them about it. Don't shut them down, because when you shut them down, then it's very difficult for them to open back up to you. You know, if your child is coming home and having issues in school, you know, maybe they're having constant tummy aches, or they're coming out of sorts when they come home, and if it's not a physical, if you take them to the doctor, there's nothing wrong, talk to them, because some, you know, they may be picking up on other people's feelings and they don't know how to process that. And they don't know, you know, they think that if they say something, people might think there's something wrong with them, or they would get teased about it. But talk to them. Talk to them about what they're feeling and keep those lines of communication open.
You know, and the thing is, you guys, if you are unsure of what to say to your child, just sit down and talk with them, saying, you know, Mommy, Daddy, I don't understand what specifically is going on, but I know it's okay, that you're going to be okay. Kids right now just need a reassurance that you're going to be okay. You also have to remember, you guys, we just had the Philippines. There were some other natural disasters that have been going on. The kids are picking up on that energy also. And again, we still have a war going on, so a lot of the kids are still picking up on some of that stuff, though, too. So even if you can't talk to your child at a level because you can't understand or or feel what it is that they're feeling, just let them know that they're safe. As long as they're with you right at this moment, they're safe. And also, just for kids who are hypersensitive, and I'm talking physically sensitive also, you can wrap your kids up in like a burrito roll in a blanket, and that will help calm down their energetic bodies and spaces and their physical body and space. And also for little kids who like forts, it's like this little cocoon that also helps kids calm down also. So build a fort in the closet, build a fort by like couches, anywhere that they can build a fort, so it's kind of like the small little crevice that they can crawl into, and believe it or not, that helps them with calming down also. So that's food for thought on a physical level of how to help your child also. So.
Oh, I remember doing that when I was young. If something, if I would feel something or, you know, think I would see something, I would wrap myself in my blankets really tight. And then my head under the blanket. And then that way I felt like I had some sort of protection.
This is the past couple weeks. Well, this whole month I've been doing, using tunnels. It's like this little tunnel, or it's this big tunnel. It comes in this little bag, but it's a big tunnel that kids can crawl through. But it's like it scrunches up, and I take it out of the bag, and it just becomes the size of the room. The kids have a blast in it, but the majority of the kids have said, I want to take my nap in here. And they're all laying in there. And you can just feel the energy that they're nice and calm in there. And then when they came out of the tunnel, they're a little more wired. So, and it is just sensory-related on a physical level. That's really good for kids who have sensory integration issues that are going on. So remember to do that, because that is right now seems to be helping with the kids also. But be very mindful of what you're watching on TV, very calming, and what you're listening to music-wise.
Right. And, you know, cocooning yourself in a blanket is very calming, even if for us adults going through it, because I'm cocooned right now, and I feel very calm, you know, because I needed that. I just, what's happening
also,
the last couple days, you know.
The thing for those of you to where you can sit here, and if your child wants to be helped, but ask your child what they need, and if not, you can just give them suggestions. Do you want to try this? Empower them so that way they feel courageous that you're sitting here and being mindful of what it is that you're asking them, what might help, and this way they're trying. Then they can figure out and make association with what does help me, what doesn't help me. So in the long run, you guys, you're developing a skill for them as they get older. And also on that note, if you have a rocking chair, have your child let them wrap themselves in a blanket or put something on them that's heavy, like a weighted blanket or whatever. But if you don't have any of that stuff, then to be able to sit in a rocking chair and just let them modulate themselves. When they're really anxious, you're going to see them going really fast. And as they start becoming more comfortable, they're going to start slowing down, and it'll be like the heartbeat. You'll see them slowly going back and forth. And it's almost like they'll be hypnotized, but that means they're in a very calming state. So, again, that's another little FYI in what you can do to help with your kids.
Right. And I think, you know, we actually met a mom who has two very, very gifted children this weekend. And, you know, she even said with her older daughter, she goes, God, I wish I had known some of this before, because I feel like I didn't handle her, the older one, the right way.
Yep.
And now she's kind of closed off and quiet, and she doesn't want to really say much, you know, because if a child says something and you say, that's no way, you know, what are you talking about? That's ridiculous. And if they're told that several times, they're not going to tell you anything anymore. And the ones who are the real gifted ones need to have that support and know that they have the support from you so that they can incorporate this and integrate this into their everyday life, you know, without feeling like there's something wrong with them.
Exactly. And you know what? For those of you who have made, get out of the past and don't look at it as, oh, my God, what a bad parent I was, has nothing to do with it. It's to do with your lack of knowledge. So here's the thing is, the best thing that you can do is sit down and talk to your child, and you have a heart-to-heart conversation saying, Mommy or Daddy, whoever you are, Mommy was scared at that time. I didn't know what to do for you, and I didn't know that I could ask you questions. And so now I want you to know that I'm not here, and I'm not going to think anything bad of you. And then your child is going to process what you're saying. They're going to be able to feel in their heart whether or not they feel that they're going to take that risk, and you will slowly see them starting to open up. And then also talk to them about if you've had any experiences, saying, I'm sorry that I reacted that way before. It wasn't okay for me to do it, but that's what I did because I was scared. And just reiterate that I'm an adult, and adults can make, you know, make choices that, you know what, if I've never experienced before, I'm just doing what I think is best. But sometimes it might come across, it might look like that I might be wrong about something, and I'm sorry I didn't listen to you, and I'm sorry that I made you feel bad. The more you sit here and you talk to your child at that level, they seriously, because kids also want that apology, I'm sorry that I made you feel bad, that that was not what I intended to do. So let's start all over.
Right.
You'll be amazed at how forgiving kids are. And on a spiritual level, you guys, you have no idea what you just did for your child, because they're going to be able to release anything that they're holding on from, you know, that first experience that they had with you. So anything can be turned around. Anything can be turned around.
Yeah, and, you know, I know that people have documented very young children still remembering things from their past lives. You know, if they say something to you, don't discount it, because more than likely they are actually having a real experience. You know, this little girl that we saw this weekend, she's not even two yet, and gosh, the things that she was seeing and hearing, you know, and like when I met her Friday, I kept asking her, what are you seeing? What are you seeing? Because I know she can see stuff. Her eyes would go all over the place, and then she would hold them for a while, and then she would cock her ear like she was being talked to. So she can't talk very well to express herself, but she was trying. Her language, I don't know what her language was, but it was very cute.
Yeah, but you know the thing is, we're talking, I think you're talking about little Greta.
Yeah. Yep.
And so I was talking to her mom, because we were sitting in the room, and when she was starting to talk, her third eye opened up to mine, and so she was communicating, and you know how she was going, oh. With that, what people don't realize when the kids aren't talking, these are kids who are very high vibrational and have a lot of frequency, a higher frequency going on. So these are the kids who start talking a little bit later. But what people don't realize, when they're just making noises, there are sound waves and sound patterns in that, just in that noise and their expressions that go out into the universe. So that's how she was communicating with me, because I was understanding everything that she was saying. And I talked to her mom about it. I said she wasn't just seeing a cat. There were angels that she was seeing. So she was telling me what the angels were telling her. So just because your kids don't communicate and they just make noise, I guarantee that's their way of communicating. But there are frequencies. And if you could see, there are what's the best way to describe it? There's times to where it looks like little notes, you know, musical notes that are coming out. And then there's sacred geometry that also comes with it. And it looks like some of them have keys, because if you can see it on a spiritual level, the tones come out and they go in and they interact into other people's energetic, like auras. And they activate programs within us. So it's just like she still was communicating, but she was communicating in the way that she could, that she knew how to do it, just chronologically for the age that she was at. So she was seeing some really cool stuff, really cool stuff.
Well, yeah, because she was just totally mesmerized by it. I mean, just watching her was an experience in itself. It was amazing.
It was. And then she was getting, which of this I won't disclose, but she was seeing part of the next day, Sunday, I was given information on me. So she was reading that because she was seeing that. But there was stuff that was coming in for me, so she was seeing that. So it was like really, it was really cool with what she was seeing, because she just couldn't take her eyes off of it, of what it was that she was seeing. You know, and it was off to my right-hand side, and that's where a lot of the stuff was coming in. And then it would come up into the middle. When she was looking at me, I wasn't the only one she was looking at, but she was seeing stuff that was coming into me so that I could get the reading that I got on Sunday from another individual. So, that was a really cool, two little cool girls, very cool little girls, very gifted.
Right.
But, you know, Mom didn't know anything then, but now she has the information. Now she has the information. Mm-hmm. Now she's informed.
Right. Yep. And you know, if you're looking at your child and you're wondering, you know, is my child psychic? there's 10 ways. I found a really good article, 10 ways that or some traits that you can watch for. And so the things you can watch for is your child highly sensitive or gifted? Is your child imaginative, creative, or a right brain thinker?
Yes.
Does your child get the vibe of people in situations and, you know, even with total strangers?
Yeah.
Are they affected by crowds or noisy places?
Mm-hmm.
Does your child sometimes say they've been to a place before, even though you know that they haven't been there and, you know, you haven't been there with them?
Yeah.
Does your child have an imaginary playmate or say that they hear voices?
Yeah.
Does the child have a deep knowledge of your ancestors and you're not sure how?
Yes.
Does your child obviously say they see ghosts?
Yeah.
Do they experience noises, flashes of light, or other unexplainable occurrences?
Mm-hmm.
Are they deeply attracted to animals, or do they have a special way with an animal?
Mm-hmm.
Do they feel an urge to put their hands on things to help or heal them?
Mm-hmm.
Can they see auras? Do they have especially vivid dreams? Does your child understand the teachings of Jesus, Buddha, and, you know, or any other holy ones, and you're not sure how they got the information? Yeah. So, you know, if you recognize any of these things in your children, you know, it's more than likely your child has emerging psychic or spiritual gifts. So, you know, educate yourself so that you know how to handle these children and any questions that they may have come up.
Exactly.
You know,
and I want to say right now, the best thing that a parent can do is teach their child how to really protect themselves, to put a bubble around them, around all their energetic and spiritual body and spaces, and then to fill it up with their favorite color, and a color that's going to be really calming and very loving. And you just teach them to do that. You'll be amazed at how small they are, and they'll remember to do it. And just get them into the habit of practicing it every morning when they wake up before they go to school or start their day, and every night before they go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the bubbling, you know, thing is a really good thing for it's very easy for a child to visualize that. And if you tell them that this will help protect you, it seems to give them a little bit more reassurance that, okay, I have this own thing that I can do. And if I go to school and all of a sudden I'm feeling good and I'm feeling bad or depressed or, you know, because they're usually picking up on other kids' feelings, then they know that they can use this technique to get themselves out of it and then protect themselves from all of it so they don't feel so bad by the time they get home.
Exactly. And then also if you have kids who are really scared to be by themselves or they're saying that there's something scary in their bedroom or somewhere in the house, ask them to always ask for one of the angels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, to shine a light. They can bring a lantern and it can shine the light in the space that they're in with them. And the kids will be able to see that or they'll be able to feel it. So it's sitting down and also teaching your kids how to meditate. You'll be amazed at how quickly and easily your kids can meditate versus you.
Mm-hmm.
You will be very, very amazed at how fast they pick it up. Very amazed.
Yeah, and I know that, you know. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say another thing you can do for your kids. There is a thing called, it's yoga for kids. I thought there was a specific name, but maybe it is. It's yoga for kids. That's also another thing that your kids can benefit from. So anyways,
right.
That's all I wanted to say.
Help keep them calm. I'm just laughing because I'm like, okay, yang to my yin. What did you want to say? Yeah, I was going to say something and now I lost it, so I don't remember what I was going to say.
Did it have to do with what you can do for
your
child? Talking about bubbling.
Yes, it did. No, I don't know. I lost it now. Anyway, any other tips that you have?
I'm sitting here just going over in my head and calculating all the things that I do with the kids. Oh, and also get them out in nature no matter what time of the year it is, you know, unless it's, you know, not even when it's but it depends on the age, but the kids can still go outside. The best thing my mother ever did for me is no matter what time of the year it was, I had to go sit outside for at least 10 minutes because I was so spirited and I had energy soaring through me. And I would come across to her and, like everybody else, very hyper. And the only way I calmed down is I always had to be outside. So I remember times where it was colder than a Dickens outside, and I would have to get all bundled up, and I'd be outside for 5-10 minutes, and I would just, and it was so thick outside, the snow, but she'd have me sit right outside the door, but I still had my butt and my feet on the earth, and it helped calm me down, and then I got to come back inside. So, you know, right now you can still go outside and walk with your kids. All you have to do is just make sure they have, you know, hat, mittens, make sure that they're warm. But it's not uncommon for these kids to not want to wear anything because everything irritates their skin because, again, they're very sensitive, very sensitive. So when kids are going with itches, look at their skin. And I'm trying to think of what is the clothing that the kids are going to. Oh, jeepers creepers. I'm going to have to sit here and think on it. There's a certain piece of clothing that kids who are really sensitive, they can wear that now because it's all the fragrances and all the other materials that are, it's almost like some of the kids will sit here and say, like, their skin is burning. That's how sensitive they are. But right now I just can't even recall what that is. And also, I'm telling you, the best thing for softer kids is an essential oil. So whatever is drawn to the kids, bring them into a store and let them tell you what it is that their body needs at that time. So, you know, and there's many different brands out there, many different brands, but there's a certain brand that I use, and I used to use it in the schools when I was in the school system with the kids, and there was a roll-on one that helped de-stress kids. To this day, there's still a lot of parents who use it. So essential oils is very natural, but that Epsom salt bath or that Himalayan sea salt bath will help detox their energetic body and spaces, and that will make them feel much better. And just have soothing music while they're taking that bath so they can learn how to calm themselves down. So that would be
and I know you brought up... Go ahead.
No.
I was just going to say you had brought up before crystals. You know, if your child is really attracted to stones, you know, let them go through and pick out the ones that they're really drawn to because they're wanting those stones for a reason, and you may think, you know, they're just, what is this, a pocket full of stones? But they're recognizing something, the properties in those crystals, and they want them on their body. So most of them, you know, you can find for a dollar a piece. They're not very expensive, but let them, if that's what they're drawn to and that's what they feel they need, let them have it because they are picking up on the qualities and they're wanting them around their person.
Exactly. Rose quartz you cannot go wrong on. You know, if you have enough rose quartz, put it in a circle, let your child sit in the center of it, and just let that be their little calming space. Create a little sacred altar in their bedroom to where the kids can go and just be mindful, to where they're not going to go play there, they're going to go and sit there. So it's something you just, you get the kids to work on it, and it becomes a new habit. It's a little ritual for them, and they'll learn how to sit here and de-escalate, you know, how they're feeling. So if they're feeling overwhelmed, they know that they can go into this little space. It's a sacred little space. It's going to be kept clean, not just physically clean, energetically clean. So they can only go there when they're in a loving, you know, place in their mind and their heart. So that's something that you can also work with your kids on also. So that's a lot of information for all parents out.
Right. So, you know, remember, I mean, resources are out there. So if you feel that you don't understand your child or you don't understand what's going on, reach out to someone who can help you. And because rather than shutting down your child, you want to be able to know enough to help them along so that they don't experience being shut down throughout the rest of their life.
Exactly.
Yep.
And if you're scared, just make sure that you're not scared, so you don't shut them down. Just talk to them, going, I'm not sure what to do for you, but I want you to know that you can talk to me, and I'll try to understand as best as I can. And so that right there empowers the child in saying, you know what, and we'll try to find somebody who can help you. to understand better and help me. The more a parent understands, the better the child's going to be.
Yep, that's right. So we hoped we helped you guys today. We will catch you on Sunday at 10 a.m. for Sacred Toning. Have a great day.
And we send you love and light. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.